Good morning. It is Thursday, May 18th, 11:14 a.m., and you're listening to Healthy Body, Healthy Mind, the show that talks all aspects of fitness from the weight room to your kitchen counter. I am your host, Paula Barrantes. So today's guest is Diana Torres, an aspiring personal trainer and CSUN kinesiology major. Hi, Diana. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
How's your day so far?
It's good. It's going today.
Good. So we're going to start with your background and your life. So talk to us about yourself. Give us a little bit, a glimpse of who you are.
So basically, I grew up, you know, as the baby of the family. We are very active. My dad is a soccer enthusiast. Every weekend we were at his soccer games, either cheering him on or playing with him on the side. And then as we grew older, then it was my dad always at my volleyball tournaments every weekend, always at my soccer games. So we were very active, you know, for my whole, basically my whole life.
So as a child, you've always been on the go. You've always been active.
Yes. Every weekend we were always at games. It was either my games, my sister's games, my dad's games, my mom, like, coaching games. So every weekend was always sports dedicated for us. We never had a weekend off.
I see. Did you have any favorite sports growing up?
Growing up, I liked watching my dad play soccer. I never played soccer as a little girl, but I started playing volleyball at the age of nine. So I was better at volleyball, but I definitely liked watching soccer a lot more.
I mentioned that you're a kinesiology major at CSUN. Why did you choose kinesiology? What is it about that field that caught your attention?
So I kind of stumbled upon kinesiology. At first, that wasn't my choice coming into college. At first, I wanted to be a nurse, and then I got a couple of volunteer experiences in a hospital, and I realized that wasn't me. Mm-hmm. But through the nursing program, I took a lot of anatomy classes, and I was so fascinated, and those were the only classes that I was actually interested in taking in college, that I actually switched over to kinesiology because they had more of physiology than anything. So once I got into kinesiology and started with their programs, I kind of knew it was it because there was no class in the program that I didn't like or I didn't want to learn. So
So what is your favorite part of that field or that career? What's something that you like the most?
I geek about the science of things. So there was a lot of classes that I took that were more like exercise related, like learning how to cue exercises and doing things like that. But I geeked out more about learning like calorie counting and like how much we need to burn to like lose weight, or just like simple facts of like your resting metabolic rate, like when you're resting, how much calories you burn and how that affects the way you exercise. So geeking out about the small things, the physiology really of exercise and human performance was what caught my attention.
Like the deeper aspect of your body and what it goes through. So I mentioned that you're an aspiring personal trainer, right? So you said you were active as a child. Do you train now on your own?
I do. So I do train with my group of people, as well as I do have a trainer, because sometimes it is hard to motivate yourself. I think a lot of people think that if you're a personal trainer, you should have it all down. But you should know that personal training, as well as kinesiology, is a soft science. There's always new research being made. There's always like a new trend going on. There's always something new. So I think that having other people to mentor you and other people to like bounce back ideas from is always good. So I always train with someone else too, because it's just motivation and you come up with new exercises that you never thought you would do on your own.
Right. What is your preferred style of training?
I personally like weight training, so resistance training with a mix in of like a couple of conditioning, like running here and there. That's just personally because I enjoy that the most. I don't really necessarily I could enjoy other forms of exercise, but just weight training and a couple like recreational days of like gameplay. And
what do you mean by resistance training? What does that tell us that?
Resistance training could be a multitude of different things. So it doesn't necessarily have to be like you lifting weights. It could be you using body weight, because your body weight is a resistance as well. It could also be like resistance bands. It could be a multitude of things that doesn't require weights. So it could be like all body weight stuff. You could do group X training, boot camp style things. That's basically it.
Are you certified?
I am certified.
When did you get certified? And how was that process? Was it for those of, like, let's say someone who wants to become a trainer like you or in that field, for those who are interested in getting it, getting certified? Is it a hard process, or does it depend on what certification you're looking for?
It does depend on the certification you're looking for. I am ACSM personal training certified, the American College of Sports Medicine. And I was fortunate enough that one of my classes offered at kinesiology, the professor taught from the manual that we needed to take that exam.
Oh, you were prepared.
So I was prepped, yeah. So I had a full semester of lecture as well as like hands-on training to take that certification. So when I took it, it was a breeze. It was probably like harder than my professor's midterm, but it was still, you know, something that I was ready for. I think for other people who go into it without having that preparation, it's a lot harder because you have to learn on your own and you have to take that initiative to do the hands-on when you don't have someone grading you for it. Mm. So
the certification, it's a book thing, or is it both, like hands-on and book?
It's mostly book. They do give you like scenarios. They'll give you like, you know, Betty is a 40-year-old woman with, you know, cholesterol, high cholesterol, like she's lived a sedentary life, like what kind of training programs would you give her? But it's not so much as like you get a person like in real life.
Right. But you just have to know like the situation and how to.
Exactly. You would have to know, like, they give you guidelines, and so you have to know them like the back of your hand to be able to read everyone or every client that you get in and be able to assess what kind of training they're going to get from you.
I see. When did you actually get your kin degree? Your kinesiology? Kin is short for kinesiology, for those who don't know.
Yes. I actually got my degree this past December. Nice. I walked in the spring. So, yeah, it just came in the mail, too. So, it's pretty spiffy.
Oh. Do you plan on going back to school to get, like, your master's?
I do. And
in what field?
So, it's a different field in kinesiology, and it's public health, but what I plan to do with getting my master's in public health is tying both in kinesiology and public health. Public health is a field mostly based on, like, statistics, so, like, how our population is doing, what we can do to, like, better our population in terms of mortality rates, you know, like, disease prevention and all that, so.
Is that all through a healthy lifestyle? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So, oh, okay. it's basically, like, it's, like, incorporating everything, like, analyzing what our population, like, is doing. So, like, you know, obesity rates have gone up. Mm-hmm. Like, type 2 has, like, it's become, like, a childhood disease as well, like, when it used to be, like, an adult onset right. disease. So, with that knowledge of kind of, like, bettering, like, public health wants to better our population, and with kin, like, I want to combine those two to bring kind of, like, programs that would mostly focus on fitness and nutrition and education as well to let the population know, or, like, people in different communities, you know, like, exercise and nutrition are a medicine. Like, you can prevent these diseases just by doing these simple things.
Right, like bettering your life.
Exactly.
Starting, you can start from young, you know. So basically what you want to do is start like a, is it like a, you want to start a program? Is that what you're saying?
Start programs or implement programs. There are a lot of government programs out there already and non-profit organizations mm-hmm. that have this community outreach idea already going. So it would just kind of be like bettering those, or like making it more accessible to people that don't know about it,
right.
And just bringing that awareness to everyone.
Spreading the word. Okay, so we're going to talk about your internship at CSUN.
Yeah.
So talk to us about your internship, and what is it called?
So the internship I do at CSUN is called Commit to Be Fit. It is a community outreach style program that offers both semi-private training and group fitness exercise as well as nutritional counseling. So this program that we do is offered to basically everyone in CSUN and the surrounding community of CSUN. We usually get like faculty and staff, we get students, we get a bunch of people come in, and basically my position as an intern, which is funny, I'm an intern and I help the people that come in, you know, I give them the results, like we track their progress and all this, we give them the group X classes, we give them the semi-private training, but it's also tied in with the class that's offered at CSUN for students in the kin major.
Oh, okay, so it's like a 2-for-1. You don't have to be just a CSUN student to be there?
To attend. No, you do not have to be a CSUN student. You could be someone in the surrounding areas that heard of the program. It is free. We don't charge anything. We just do ask for the commitment, because since my internship is tied with the class, the students also
rely on the
clients coming right. in. Yeah, so they get their learning from them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the students help clients and we help the students help the clients, if that makes sense.
Let me get this straight. The students help clients,
and we help the students help the clients.
Okay.
So we're kind of like the students' main source for everything that they give their clients. Like, we help them on programming. We help them with assessing their clients' needs. We help them with everything from day one to day end. And it's basically, like, they're the ones that get to put their name on it, but we have all the background work.
Oh, okay, I see. Do you guys come up with training programs?
We do.
Like,
we do.
Exercises and stuff like that?
Yes. So we do both the semi-private, which is more personal. So if it's, it's usually two people per student. So them two would talk it out with their student and be like, I want to lose weight, or I want to work on my balance, or I want to get stronger in my legs. Or they'll have their specific goals, and the students have to program that those specific goals. Like, they have to, by the end of week 12, their goals have to be met.
How many weeks do they have?
They have 12 weeks. So it's a 14-week program. Okay. Yeah. But the first 2 weeks, we do pre- and post-evaluations.
What does that mean?
So the pre- and post-evaluations is basically like we're setting up their baseline. So we take them through different, like, fitness tests to evaluate their category of fitness. We take them through different, like, mobility exams to see, you know, how functional their body is. And so we do that before the training, and then we do it after the training to see their improvements. And also to give clients their results, you know?
I see. You mentioned a group X class. What is that?
Yes. So aside from semi-personal training, we also do the group X class that is ran by the interns. So that's kind of like our playtime. Like, we get to program all of our fun stuff. We get to get creative with all the equipment we have because we are pretty loaded on some great equipment.
Oh, nice.
So if the people that are there in the program are not doing their personal training that day, they could partake in the group X class. So it's kind of like a big room. We have it set up where half of it people are doing personal training, and the other half we have the group X going on. So they could choose. They're like, if I want to do my training today, I could go do my training today, or if I want to, like, participate in the group exercise class, I could also do that as well.
How many interns are there?
Overall
staff?
Staff, we probably have a good 27, 28, but we are divided up, so because some of us are also students, like, I was probably one of the few that have been out of college and still there. They also have classes, so we split it up, like, between 2 days or 3 days, how many days the interns can be there. So some days we'll have as many as 20 interns there, and some days we'll have as many as 8.
So do you always have to have more interns than students, or does it really matter?
It doesn't really matter. When we have less interns, it does take a lot more work for us to get, like, all the students going and prepped for their clients. But it's doable. Like, you know, and the students are really good with, like, getting there early and doing things early before the clients get there. So we've never really had a problem with that being more interns or less interns than students.
Do the interns run the show, or do you have someone that's higher than the interns or particular person who's actually running the whole show?
So yes, we have, like, our professor Shabnam Islam. She is the main director, or the main, like, person of this whole internship. She runs it all. But
did she create it? Did she start it?
Yes, she did start it with one of her colleagues that she was in school with. So they created the program, and it got bigger and bigger over years. And she runs it, but I think at the same time, she also has that trust and confidence in us as interns that if she needed to take a day off, we could always run the show.
What is the range of ages for the people that have come in?
It's everywhere, because we have students as young as 20 to faculty and staff as old as 65. So we've had a multitude of ages come in, and, you know, everything is doable. We, even the group X, even though it's like a group exercise class with everyone's doing the same exercises, we're very knowledgeable and we're very capable of progressing and regressing people, so that the 20-year-old is over here doing, like, you know, burpees at full speed. We could have someone at 65 doing something at their own pace, but it's the same exercise.
Right, right. Okay, so you accommodate for everybody.
Yes.
Do you, as a... Should I call you a personal trainer yet or no?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Do you, as a trainer, do you find it easy or hard to come up with training programs? Or is it, you know, everyone has their weaknesses and their strengths, but do you think it's easy for trainers to come up with training programs?
For me personally, it's hard. I will do several drafts of a program, and that will be for just one day of a program. And that's just because, like I told you, I geek out about the science, so I want to make sure that every detail, like, is covered, that I've got my order in line, that I've got my progressions, regressions, that I'm hitting every spot that I need to hit, that I'm meeting the client's goals, but as well as giving them things that they need that they probably didn't ask for, you know? So it is hard, and it's hard to do it because it's like you only have 60 minutes or less to give a client everything that they want to like see in a session. So you really have to do like a balance of like, okay, like this is what the client needs. This is what I've seen from her like pre-evaluation that she needs to work on. But my client wants to do battle ropes, you know, so it's you have to give it that balance. And I think sometimes it's really hard for me to find that balance because I always want to do what is best for them. And sometimes I like leave out their needs or like they want to do all their stuff.
Right.
And I'll leave out like what's really important.
But would you say like their needs or their wants are like maybe let's say, well, that's not something that you need. You coming from a professional standpoint, like you can say, yeah, I understand you want to do battle ropes or whatever, but I don't think you really need that right now. Does that make sense? Is that hard for you to like, how do you tell them, you know, they don't know as much as you know.
Yeah.
Right.
So which is, that's a frustrating part, but at the same time, you got to understand that your clients aren't as knowledgeable as you. Like,
right.
they haven't gone through the same classes as you. So you have to also accommodate their needs because they're the ones that are going to pay you.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
At the end of the day, like, you have to give them what they want and also give them what they need and find that balance to make it seem like it's all of what they want, if that makes sense.
Yeah. What is, so if coming up with training programs is not maybe your favorite part, what is something that you're good at? You said you geek out about the science part, right? So what is something that you consider your strength as a trainer?
So my strength as a trainer, I feel, is giving them what they need. Seeing the details of, you know, what is wrong with them. Because I know a lot of people will come in and say, like, I want to lose 10 pounds in 30 days, and I want to get strong, and I like this tricep over here, like, I wanted to pop out. And it's like, that's all great, but when you're going through the pre-evaluation and you see that their posture is really bad or that they have no mobility in their arms or little things like that, they don't know how to squat or they don't know how to hinge, and those are things that you do every day that you're going to be doing every day until you're 80 or until, you know, your time comes.
Yeah.
So it's like, I find great satisfaction when I teach proper form and they get it down, and those are things that they're going to be using in the long run. So that's what I like. I'm really good at is, you know, pinpointing, you know, you need to learn how to squat because you're going to be squatting down to pick up your grandchildren one day. You're going to be
right.
like hinging to pick up your groceries, and like, oh, and like, you know, you never want to make two trips to the car to get your groceries out. So like, you need to be able to carry all those grocery bags into your door. So I think that's my favorite part about training.
You said hinging?
Hinging.
What
so
does
that's
mean?
That's when you break at the hips. It's a deadlift form. So it's basically like you're not squatting down, like you're not using your hips. It's all in the I mean you're not using your knees, it's all in the hips.
Oh,
so you're
okay.
using most of your hips to like bend down.
Got it. And is there anything about personal training that makes as a career that makes it hard for you? Or something that you can be like something that you're scared of that you're like, whoa, I never want to go through that.
Scared of, yes, like I think we, like every personal trainer is CPR AED certified, and I think if there ever comes a moment where I need to do CPR, I would probably freeze, which I know I probably shouldn't say on air, but it's a scary situation. Or I think the scary part too is you always want to push your clients, like no matter what, you want to push them. And I think what I'm scared of the most is pushing my clients too much to where there's an injury or having something bad happen to them because of me. And although you could be the best trainer, everything, but, you know, sometimes clients don't listen to you, or, like, sometimes they do things on, like, you know, like,
yeah.
they're people as well.
Right.
So I think that's my biggest fear is, like, having someone get injured while I'm training them.
Yeah. Is there anything about personal training that you see as a reward?
Oh, definitely. Like I was talking about how I want to go into public health, I think what trainers need to realize is, like, they are, like, in the chain of like making that change for people in the larger scheme. So what I find most rewarding is knowing that I might be changing one person's life, but this person can go tell her friend, like, hey, I've been training and I feel so much better. Like, my cholesterol went down. Like, she, you know, like different things like that. You know, like I could pick up my groceries without pain in my back, and then tell her friend, and then her friend get involved and stuff like that. So, like, you're
Word
making
of mouth.
An impact,
yeah.
you know, like small but like largely at the same time, so it's bigger than you.
Yeah, when you see that, it's actually paying off.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you at your internship, do you have a particular set of like clients, do you just work with whoever comes in?
So we do, so it works
like you yourself.
Oh, me myself? No, so I like kind of just oversee all the students and their clients, and then we go through the group X as well. So I see all of them every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our regulars, and then we have new people that always come in too. So I don't specifically work with one person, but when I was a student, taking the class, I did have my two clients. Shout out to Joanne and Vicky. They were my first clients ever. So, and it was a good learning experience. Like, I learned a lot. Like, I remember my professor, you know, would yell at me a lot, and she would always, like, be on my case about things, but it was probably, like, the class that I took the most from.
Okay, I see. Who is your inspiration?
So, my inspiration is actually my professor that runs this program. Her name is Shabnam Islam. Shout out to her. Mm-hmm. I remember when I first walked into her class, she was the most intimidating professor I have ever came across. I was scared of her. I was like, I'm never going to raise my hand. I'm never going to never. And as, you know, as the school went on, as time went by, I started getting more comfortable with her. And that was just because her confidence in this field, like her determination to make a change, was so empowering. And it made me, and it challenged me in the deepest ways, because before that class, I was just kind of coasting by. Like, I got good grades, you know, but I wasn't really getting involved in my major. I was just kind of like, I'm going to graduate.
You were like settling, kind of.
Exactly. So she really put that challenge on us as students to really take our education and do something with it. So ever since then, like, I look at her as a mentor. I look at her, like, as my inspiration, because she's done so much in the field. And as a woman as well, like, it's right. hard to break through that. And she does so much outside of just being a professor. She's also a trainer. She also does, like, nutrition blogs. She does so much that it's kind of like, how do you find the time? And that's just amazing as well.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that. What is her background? She does it all?
She does it all. She's a superwoman. Yeah, so she's a professor, and she actually just got into a doctoral program as well at CSUN. So she's going to be a student again. She's going to be a professor. You know, she does her training. She has her clients. She does, like, different shows about nutrition. She does it all. She does, like, conferences. Like, she speaks. So it's a lot. She takes on a lot.
Okay. And for just the less, for anyone that's interested in maybe being part of Commit to Be Fit as a client or even as an intern or whatever the case is, when can you give us more information? Like, when do you guys usually train?
So we train it's every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And we go from 5:30 to 6:30, and we also have a summer program, and that one's a little longer too. So the summer details, that's going to actually start up in the middle of June, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and it's going to go all the way through August. And then once the semester starts up again for CSUN in the fall, then we take on new clients for the fall. And it's usually always the same. Monday through Thursday, it starts at 5:30.
And remind our listeners again, you said it is free.
It is free.
Is there a website where our listeners can go to, so that maybe if they want to be part of it, or do Instagram, any social media accounts?
We do have Instagram. It's CSUNCTBF. And also you could follow Shabnam Islam as well. Like, she always posts things about our program as well. So I don't necessarily know if we have a website, but we are heavily promoted in the kinesiology department.
Okay, at CSUN.
At CSUN. Mm-hmm. So if you ever want to get more information, like kinesiology, Redwood Hall, like 250, or just stop by, you know, when we're going, we're always in Redwood, room 200.
Okay, is there anything else you would like to add?
I would just encourage everyone, you know, who's listening, you know, just to take this and kind of, you know, think about, like, their health, their fitness, and just kind of step it up. I feel like everyone can do a little bit better of taking care of themselves.
Okay, Diana, I want to thank you so much for stopping by and sharing your knowledge with us. You guys, make sure you check out Commit to Be Fit, right? So yes. It's their Instagram again. What's their Instagram?
It's CSUN, so CSUN underscore CTBF.
All right. And Diana, again, thanks for stopping by. And guys, thanks for tuning into Healthy Body, Healthy Mind. I am your host, Paula Barrantes for KPCRadio.com.